In 1986, a bomb blew up in a Berlin disco club that was known to be popular with American soldiers and killed three and wounded hundreds of others. The bombing was quickly traced by American intelligence back to Muammar Gaddafi's regime in Libya. And then, 9 days after the bombing later, under orders from President Ronald Reagan and with the airspaces of France and Spain all blocked off to them, 24 U.S. fighters took off from Blackenheath Air Base to bomb Libya in a retaliatory strike and carried out the longest fighter combat mission ever attempted in the history of the U.S. Air Force, conducting a 14-hour round-trip flight. The fighters flew all the way around Europe, through the Strait of Gibraltar, and then across the Mediterranean towards Libya, where they dropped 60 tons of bombs before turning back around and flying the same route back to Blackenheath again. This is how, within a matter of hours of the order being given by the president, the U.S. military machine with its logistical infrastructure already in place abroad can rapidly attack a target in a faraway location like Libya.